Out there is having a great day out there. What you just heard right there was L Boogie. That's one of our kinfolk of mine. We both from Muskogee, Oklahoma. It's called All Good on the Truth album. Just like you said, first they was hating on me. Now they who they trying to be. And that brings right into my message. More times than not, man. And, man, First, I want to give a shout-out. Shout-out to the Pope coming all the way over here from Rome to come over to deliver a message and stuff like that, man. That's the word on the street. Like, the Pope come over giving a positive message. And a lot of people, Republican people, are calling him the Antichrist and things like that and stuff, man. But, you know, we all got our own beliefs. We all believe in something. You know what I'm saying? But then some of us believe in nothing. You know what I mean? But what are you believing in at the end of the day? It's going to help you get through the day. That's what I want to know. Before I get into that, Reverend Stephen Ivey, he actually is expecting his child at any moment. So if he don't call in today, it's because his wife is delivering his baby. So shout out to Mr. Stephen Ivey, Reverend Stephen Ivey. I mean, I hope you can call in, bro, but if you can't, man, it's all about family, family first. And I hope your baby is delivered with no complications or nothing at all. So, You fall down seven times, get up eight. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So what I'm trying to say is, man, we go through so many obstacles, so many twists and turns through our life, and then sometimes we wonder, like, come on, man, what am I doing? What am I doing? What did I do to get here? Why am I here? What did I do? I thought I was living right. Have you ever found yourself in a shower and just letting the water run on top of your head? Like, for real, have you ever just been in the shower? I mean, most athletes can stress the Texas Tech. Shout out to Texas Tech and that TCU. Man, the TCU game, man, that was a great game. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. Like, have you ever seen the Ali movie? Whenever they show Ali in the shower, the water was just going on his hand. They showed his hand. It's right whenever he was, right when he found out he was sick. But, like, so what I'm trying to say is, have you ever been in the shower just letting that water hit on your head? You're like, how in the world am I get here? And it makes you think, what am I going to do now? Like, what, like, man, why did I do that? Why did I make that choice to where it seems like I'm backtracking? Why did I make that choice to where all my friends are laughing at me right now? Why did I make that choice just to be right here in this shower with this water running on my head and with regret? Why? I can tell you why. Because sometimes, especially when you're a nice guy, it's almost like we get a high off of trying to make other people happy. But let me tell you, the quickest way to fail is to try to make other people happy. And I learned that from Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby is right now is going under so much scrutiny right now for all these women talking about how he raped them. But that's a whole other story. So the quickest way to failure is trying to make everybody else, quote unquote, happy. So what I'm going to talk about today, you fall down seven times, you need to get back eight. You need to get back up eight more times. Because let me tell you what, pain is only temporary no matter how long it is. And let me ask you something. Because you might have went through something in your life. You might have had your lights cut off. You went through 4 days with your lights cut off. But then you finally made enough money to get them cut back on. And the fifth day, you cool. All of a sudden, the 4 days didn't seem that bad. Because now you got them on. But now you're able to look back and be like, woo! I can't believe I did it. But I have some candles to burn. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, don't give up. When you're giving up, you're letting that next man win. When you're giving up, you're letting that person who said you was going to give up grin because they want you to give up. There's two types of people in this world. There's people that's waiting for you to fail. There's people waiting for you to succeed. That's one thing L. Boogie told me, man. He was like, who you going to give bread to? You're going to give bread to those who was like, hey, man, I knew you can do it. Or you're going to give bread to those who's like, ha-ha, I knew you weren't going to do it. Those are the ones that's in your face like that. That's why they say you got to keep your grass cut because the snake is all up in it. Man, and that brings me to a point, man. I've been having dreams about snakes lately. And I don't know what that means, man. So I'm just going to open up to you. About a year ago, I was having dreams about snakes. And I was staying with my best friends, you know what I mean? Ah, man, I don't know what was going on, man. They're the only people that I can really depend on outside of family, man. No matter what I'm going through, they there. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, I done ran out of money. Can you lend me some money, man? And here it is. And, like, growing up, I never had no food because we was always into sports. When you play baseball growing up, man, you got to go to McDonald's. You got to eat in between games and stuff like that. And you can really tell for the people who ain't got no money. And I was a kid who had no money, so they always took me in. Not saying that they had a lot of money, but their parents made, they sacrificed. You know what I'm saying? They can't sacrifice for a little black kid, you know, somebody like me. And I'm so blessed to be where I am now, talking to thousands of people. And that's where I feel like God is there. Because my journey is a little bit different than others. My journey, I'm not talking bad about my family and nothing like that, because I love my family. I love my brother. I love my mama. I love my grandma. I love everybody. And then rest in peace, Uncle Wayne, who just passed. The whole reason for my message today is, like, you fall down 7, get up 8. You never know how short is life. You never know how short life is till you know somebody that has just died. You never understand how short 50 years old is until somebody died at 50 years old. Until you feel like you're going to die at 50 when you're only 28. You realize you ain't got that much time to go. That's why you got to cherish these moments, man. You got to enjoy the journey and not the destination. Because what you going to do whenever you do get to the destination? What happens now? I was watching TV the other day, and they were talking about, this girl ended up killing her husband or boyfriend or something, and it all turned from boredom. She was bored, so she decided to get on the phone, all because she was bored. What? One thing my real dad used to tell me, kid, keep it simple. Don't get so mad because your life is bored or your life is boring. I mean, if your life is boring, then hey, that must mean you must enjoy that boring moment. Do something that's gonna make you a little better. Do something that's gonna not make it so boring, but not mean pick at another person, because he might come and kill you. Because especially if you're a woman that you've been coming to think, because man, we know. Even not just women, but us men, we know what we can do to get up on the people's buttons. But don't do it. You fall down 7, you get back up 8. I'm telling you. Please. Y'all ever see that little kid growing up? He got a nose full of snot, nappy hair, clothes ain't clean. But then you got another kid that's a light-skinned little baby, got his hair did, dressed up with his A's. That new kid, that's the son I'm taking care of now. But the kid I was telling you, with the old dark kid with the snotty nose, that was me. Two people, like, when you see a little kid like that, like, ooh, where his mom at? You know what I'm saying? Where his mom at? Don't nobody want to help that kid out, but they want to help out the kid that looks good, right? That's usually how it goes. So now that black kid is going to end up growing up and trying to resent people, but yo, that black kid is me. That black kid is the one talking to you on this phone. You heard me? So don't judge no baby. Don't judge no color. Just judge you that's looking in that mirror, because you are the problem. No one else. You are the problem. And I told myself I wasn't going to get into this today, but I can't help it, because I'm tired of people giving up on themselves. I'm tired of people judging people just because of the skin color. I'm tired of people, man. I used to go with a white girl. I knew we weren't going to make it just because I was black, and we were together for 10 years. I knew it. 2 years later, she's with a white dude who met all her family. I'm with her for 10 years. I only met just really her dad side. Come on now. And some people say that it ain't about race at the end of the day. It's all about race at the end of the day. That's why you got Donald Trump, who done filed bankruptcy I don't know how many times, but he's a rich white man, and that's why he's got to be president. But really, I don't know if he's going to be president. I think they're just trying to get people involved in the presidency. Because you got somebody like Ben Carson, who's coming on the up and up. You got Hillary Clinton, who's downclining, but they want Joe Biden to come up on the Democratic side that's on the up and up. Open your eyes. But the problem isn't society. The problem is you. Sometimes you get people who genuinely love you. Excuse my language. But then we so closed-minded because we so used to getting done a certain way. It's like, this person can't love me like that. That other person didn't love me like that. So how can that person love me like that? How can this cop let me go just by on a routine traffic stop? How can this cop not even pull me over because he sees that I'm black riding with a city cat? How can that cop not do this to me? Because that cop is just not, that cop is not fitting the stereotype that the other person already did. You actually got a whole, you actually came across a good person to where race don't matter. Sometimes we don't know how to, we don't know how to act. We don't know how to act whenever we got somebody that's genuine. We don't know how to act whenever we finally get in a good relationship. We don't know how to act whenever we finally get a teacher that really cares about us. We don't know how to act when we go to church and that preacher is actually feeding us with the right word. We don't know how to act. Black lives do matter. We do. I was watching an interview with Maurice Povich, who covered Martin Luther King back in the 60s. He said if Martin Luther King was today, was alive today, right now, that Martin Luther King, he would be pro-Black Lives Matter, which means he would be with it. But nowadays, we got so much social media. Don't nobody know who to believe in. Don't nobody know who to follow. Don't nobody know what to do. Because you got these black people bringing black people down, which back in the day, black people were still bringing black people down. But them strong black leaders was like, fuck you. They didn't say that literally. Excuse my language. But that was like, fuck you. Because you know your rights. You just ain't man enough to stand up for them. Just like women. That's why I think black men and white women are synonymous. Because white women knew they rights. Black men, we know our rights. That's why nowadays you got these black men growing up being athletes, becoming entertainers, and becoming successful. But then you got these white women growing up being successful, running businesses. But then somewhere they coincide with one another, with majorities in college. That's when they run into each other. And then that's when they be like, yo, baby, I want to get with you. And she's like, yeah, I want to get with you. My family always coming in there with some black dudes. Now I'm at a black dude, but he ain't even real. He ain't trying to rape me. He trying to make me better. And that's why we coincide with one another. But now you got the black women talking about, oh, you made, now you want to get with a white girl. Then you got the white men talking about the white women. Oh, you want to get with that black dude? Oh, you're a wigger. I ain't never. And Mexican dudes, too. Mexican dudes are probably worse than black guys when it comes to their women messing with black guys. But you want to know what? White women and black men are almost synonymous because we understand. All right. I'm not black man. You got a black Emmett Till, 7-year-old little dude, Chicago, Illinois, where my father is from. He ended up getting lynched just because they thought he had a white woman, and they got off. Come on. So that's where our fighting comes from. You got to fight, man. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. And that's why I'm telling you, don't give up. None of these people now, man, you know how many people get married nowadays and get, man, it's a 50-50. Man, you might as well, if you get married, you might as well flip a coin because you probably going to get divorced. There's a 50-50. Your first time married, 50-50 chance y'all going to get divorced. Then if you get divorced, your second wife, there's a 60% chance of that marriage ain't going to work. Then if you get divorced from her, there's a 70% chance that's not going to work. So if your first marriage not going to work, it's not going to work. Just because everything has changed nowadays. Everything has changed. People back in the day used to get married for security. People actually cared about their last name. People actually was like, yo, I want this woman to carry my last name. I'm going to have kids with her. But not only with that, mindset, but that lady was like, ooh, I want my kids to be with him. I want my kids to have his bloodline. And which, no matter what went on in that family, no matter what went on in the household, they made it work. That's why your parents or your grandparents have been together for so long. That's why you're able to sit here and actually go to college. Because they sacrificed. They weren't able to go to college. They were probably custodians. They were probably maids. They were probably receptionists. But now you're sitting up there on your way to getting a college degree, or you probably dropped out of college because you was too busy drinking and smoking and trying to fuck too many hoes. And now you're sitting there like, dang, trying to talk to your parents, but you can't understand your parents because they probably sitting there married, or maybe they are separated, but they trying to speak to, but they trying trying to speak the right into your ear, but they be like, but you be like, your mom, but you single. But that ain't mean you should be single. You probably learned from her mistake and trying to talk to you. But now you so closed-minded, but you don't even know a good man when you see one. Probably so used to getting fucked up all the time and they get knocked up all the time. But most women ain't never lived with a man who ain't trying to have sex with them ever in their life. Let me say that again. Most women ain't never lived with a man who's not trying to have sex with them. So whenever they do meet a man that's not trying to have sex with them, but just trying to love them unconditionally, no matter what decision they make, no matter what they do, they're gonna push them away. And whose fault is that? It's almost just like it's not that woman's fault. But you wanna know what? She's gonna push that man away. It's the same thing with the man. A man growing up in a single household and a single mom household, we don't know what it's like to have that father figure in our life to be like, yo, don't treat women like that. Don't do that. Because the person you hang with, the person you grow up under, that's who you're going to lash out after. If you grow up with your mama and your mama throw a fit every time she don't get her way, guess what? You're going to throw a fit every time you don't get your way. And what? That's what you call female tendency. Us men, especially as black men, we lash out like that. We getting the police called on us. And it's so sad nowadays when we say we don't get the police called on us, the society be like, oh, it must be a white cop. What, you don't like black people? Shut up. You're the racist. I'll slap you on your face. Shut up. Because nowadays, it's a black cop coming over here, coming over to our house, and messing our future up. Because we don't know how to act whenever a woman is backlashing on us, so now we backlashing just like a woman because we grew up around a woman because that's not right. But now you got this black cop coming up here trying to show his authority over here. But the society look at it as a white cop. That's why as a black man, we got it bad on both ways. No matter where, if we love a white woman, we got it bad for my black women. If we trying to do good in our society and act like we got some class and not be like trash, then we're going to take a backlash from our black people. Oh, you white? Shut up. Come on. You fall down 7, you get up 8. And just white people got it bad, too. All white people ain't devils. All white people ain't rich. All Mexican people ain't stupid. All Mexican people don't like to box. Nowadays, people are getting so coincided with one another. I love Mexican women. I got a Mexican wife. I love black women. I got a Mexican mama. My whole family, I got a whole black family. My mama's black. Everybody's black in my family besides some of my brothers and sisters. I just love people. I love people. But I come from the hood. So I see, well, I'm the blackest dude in the room. Blackest dude in the room. But that's the thing is, man, I act black. We put it like this, because black, we kings. We kings. We act like we got class. We wear gold. That's what we do. We might not have no money in our pocket, but we got something gold around our neck, because you know why? We carry ourselves like a king. And people gravitate to that. And they want to know our story. But then when you walk around like you're a king, when you walk around like you got gold in your pocket, but you ain't got nothing in your pocket, people gonna want to come up and talk to you. How are you so happy? Because you understand it's not the possessions of things that make you happy. You're happy because you're making yourself happy. And that's what we do as minorities, not just only black people, but as people as all. That's what we, especially minorities, that's what we do. Before the white people came over here and took the land from the Indians and got them drunk and made them sign over the proclamations to give up the land so they could take things over, that's what they did. They saw an opportunity, and now they conquered it. But now it's minorities, but now we see. Now we done got up. Man, my parents raised me before that. Her parents raised her before that. They were slaves. My last name is Richardson. Richardson is all, that's a white name. That's a white name. I live in West Texas. I don't know now one black Richardson. My boss name is last name is Richardson. Prime example, LaDainian Tomlinson, professional running back. Used to be a professional running back, the world's leading rusher. last name Tomlinson. He actually was on TV with the slave people of his last name that his family took after. We don't know who we are. But we here, so we got to make the best of it. That's why Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Gandhi, everybody came. We might not change the world, but we might spark something in somebody else that will change the world. You fall down 7, you get up 8. It's not about you. Stop taking everything so personal. Never make an emotional decision. Never make a business decision from an emotional state. Don't do it. Because at the end of the day, you need to get up out your feelings. Because the best way of having feelings is understanding to put your feelings aside for the bigger picture. Come on. What world are you living in? I'm going to leave it at that because I'm going to keep going, man. I'm sorry I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about this stuff. But, yo, if you listen, catch me on 104.9 The Beat tonight. If you want to win $1,000, go download our app, 104.9 The Beat. Go to your Play Store. Go to 104.9 The Beat. Download the app. And I'm there. And I'm going to tell you the fat cat code that you can win so you win $1,000 so you can get your people up out of the ground. We got T-Pain coming October 2nd at the Free For All Fall Fiesta here in Lubbock, Texas. Yo, and start from there. You fall down 7, you get up 8. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. With that being said, we're going to have L. Boogie take you out, man, because I ain't. Woo!
That's crazy.
But yo, next week I got Christy Page. He's a recording artist right up out of Dallas, Texas. You don't want to miss her. She's a good looking lady who can play the heck out of a guitar. And she's talking about Louis, she got a song from Lose Yourself that she did and it's cool. But yo, check it out next week. Catch me out next week. Tomorrow you can catch Adrian Reese on The Recruit at 8 p.m. on the Sword Network. Other than that, do what you love and love with you. Life's about making a difference. Check him out, L. Boogie.
Home. I drive a decent car. You see
I ain't got no worries, got my music on repeat. It really bothers my mind, I'm trying to figure out.